right, the second thing he talked about was love. Love, Romans 8, 36, 39. Says, as it is written, for thy sake we'll kill all day long. We're counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we're more than conquerors through him that loved us. Listen at this. For I'm persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come. That's past or future. Nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Can't nothing separate you from his love. You say, well, I'm just going to be a big bad sinner. Still not going to separate you from his love. Because he loved us while we were yet sinners. God loved the sinner. Amen. You can't stop God from loving you. It's his nature. You say, I'm going to be big and bad. I'm going to be ugly. I'm going to be mean. I'm going to be nasty. I'm going to be the biggest sinner there is. Still can't separate you from his love. Because he still loves you. He may not like what you're doing, but he still loves you. See, Ephesians 2, 4, and 5 says, but God, listen to this, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, have quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved. Some of y'all just need to get saved today. You need to get over your fear of submission. You're scared of what you are going to lose, and if you knew what you was going to gain, you would let go of what you're holding on to. Some of y'all scared. Say, well, what if I give my life to Jesus and I don't turn out right? See, that's fear again. You're dominated by fear. Fear will blind your mind. That's what Satan wants to do. He wants to keep you in darkness. Jesus said, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. But then I like this next scripture here. But you see, because God talks about his love for us, then Jesus commands us to love. You're commanded to love. See, love is a major, not a minor. Some of us minoring on love when we should be majoring on it. Because love is what keeps you at peace. Love is what keeps your heart clean. Amen. And then I like it because you say, well, nobody can love like Jesus loved. That's God's love. That's agape. How can I love like that? Then I found out Romans 5, 5 says that the love of God has been poured forth into our heart by the Holy Ghost. So then not only do I have God's power in me, but I have the ability to love like Jesus loved. He wouldn't ask me to do it if I didn't have the power. So what he did, it's kind of like how you empower your children. You tell your children, I want you to do this, then you give them everything they need to do it. Right? You say, I want you to build me a little castle down here. Then you give them all the blocks to do it. God's given us the love. It's in us. Tell your neighbors, I got the love of God in me. Say it again. Say, I love you.
I love you
for real.
For true.
I have God's love.
I have God's love
in me. I really do love you. You got the love in you. That love will bring deliverance in your life. See, we are commanded to love one another in all circumstances. Love is called the royal law. Tell your neighbor, say, it's the royal law. See, when you start walking in love, you're walking by the highest law that there is on this earth. It's the royal law. When you walk in love, you're walking in the royal law. Hallelujah. For good or for bad, I still love you, no matter what. Unconditional. That's the way God loves us. It's eternal love. Amen. It is the key to victory. It protects our heart from the subtle bondage of the devil, like strife, unforgiveness, and selfishness. A revelation of the love of God, that the love that God has for you and the benefits of walking in, that's what I'm talking about, a revelation. When you know what it means, it drives fear from your life. When you walk in love, God is walking in you. Doesn't the Bible say that? Say, he that walks in love, God walks in him. How would you like to be walking in love all the time and have God in you, walking in you, God living his life through you? And I'm telling you, you'd have access to God's wisdom, God's strength, God's peace. You would know things to come. God will just reveal things to you. I'm going to tell you, there ain't nothing like having fellowship with the Lord. That's the closest fellowship you can have, is love. God loves you, and he demonstrated that love at the cross. And there's not a thing in the world that we can do about it. All we can do is accept it, and let it come into our heart, and let it change us. The Bible says that love is the more excellent way. There's no higher life on earth than living in the love of God. Walking in love, like I said, is a major, not a minor. It's a major. Are you majoring in the love walk? It requires your undivided attention. Satan will do everything he can to keep you from walking in love, because when you do, you seal his doom and his destruction. He have no defense for the love of God. None. He can't do anything about it. The devil don't have all power. He can't stop you from walking with God. How many of you know it's not the devil's will for you to praise God? It's not his will for you to praise God, right? The devil don't want you praising God. All right, every one of y'all praise God right now. All right, you're doing something that wasn't his will. How come he didn't stop you? Because he can't. You can praise God anytime you get ready. He can't stop you. All he can do is watch you. Then he tried to hinder you. Say, you ain't got no reason. He tried to talk you out of it. You ain't got no reason to be praising the Lord. Look at how you're living. See, he always trying to discourage people. Don't listen to those negative voices in your mind. Anything that's pushing you away from God, you know it's the devil. The Holy Spirit is in the business of drawing us into the presence. Anything that draws me to God, make me want to go after God more, is of God. Anything that'll make me feel like God is mad at me, and God is pushing me away, and that if I say anything, God's just going to strike me with lightning. Some people think God just waiting to smash him one time. Well, if he was going to smash you, he'd already done it, because you didn't just get bad. I mean, just think about it. If he was going to smash you, he'd already done it. You ain't been living so holy. It's the grace of God. Praise God. You got to walk in love. So you got to receive that love, and you got to have faith in it. See, anything God imparts into your life, you got to believe in it. Just like we believe in the power, we had to believe that love is the best way. So when you're faced with an opportunity to walk in strife or unforgiveness, to hold a grudge because you've been hurt, see, the Bible covers all of that. He said, love and pray. You pray for those that use you. You love your enemies. This is what Jesus said. Why? Because now you got the capacity for it. You had a capacity to love just like Jesus did. You can do it. You can walk in love. Then finally, a sound mind. A sound mind. Amen. What is a sound mind? That word sound mind means an admonishment or a calling to soundness of mind, moderation, and self-control. A sound mind is a mind that's peaceful, calm, free from worry, fear, unbelief, doubt, free from all of those things. You see, the Bible says that God has given us a sound mind. From the day you got saved, God began working on renewing your mind to have the mind of Christ. God has to change your thinking so he can change your perception of reality. You see, if you never change your thoughts to line up with God's word, then you're going to stay in darkness. Whenever you hear somebody say, I ain't changed in 20 years, you know they backslidden. Because if you're going to walk with God, it's a constant change. It's a constant renewing. So the Bible says, let the wicked man forsake his ways, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, for he will abundantly pardon. And then the Lord said, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither my ways your ways, saith the Lord. And then he gives an illustration of how the word goes forth, how the snow comes down and the water from heaven, and it waters the earth and makes it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. He says, so shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It will not return to me void of fulfillment. So you have to allow God to change your thoughts and your thinking to line up with the word. That's what Romans 12, 1 and 2 has to do. It has to do with you renewing your mind so you can know the will of God. See, Satan wants to blind your mind, because the Bible says that Satan, the god of this world, 2 Corinthians 4:4, have blinded the minds of those that don't believe, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ should shine unto them. And then the Bible says, but God has shined in our heart to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face or in the person of Jesus Christ. In other words, my mind was blind. In other words, I couldn't see my need for Jesus. You know, when I grew up, we used to hear a saying in our church I grew up in, he used to say, boy, when we get to heaven, every day gonna be Sunday. I said, oh, Lord. Oh, jeez. Every day gonna be Sunday. I say, man, that's what heaven gonna be like? Man, golly, sitting in church all day long? It made you like, I don't know if I want to go or not. So, every day gonna be Sunday. I had the wrong perception. I had a blindness on my mind. Satan does it. You say, why didn't so-and-so get saved? Because their mind was blinded. So I thank God for all the people praying for me. When Ricky was praying for me, saying, devil, you can't have my big brother. And Brother Leonard told me, he said, that little dude would be down here crying out for your soul. And through those prayers, God was able to remove the blindness. Amen. Actually, what happened, Ricky used to invite me to come to a Bible study all the time. You remember Troy? One day you and Troy was in my room, and you was begging me, Greg, come on, go to Bible study with me. And I was sitting at my desk. I was a study. You know, I used to study. I was studious. I turn back, I say, man, I'll come when the Spirit leave me. You know, you have to have the right answer for them people that love God, you know. That's a good one. I'll come when the Spirit leave me. Ricky said, Mama, you need to come to Bible study with me. Then Troy stopped him. He said, wait a minute, Ricky. He said, didn't you hear what the man say? Man say he's going to come when the Spirit leave him. Leave him alone. I said, there you go, Troy. There you go, Troy. And my boy, Troy. And so they had a Bible study, and I was sitting there, and I say, man, Jim Jones just killed all them people down there in Guyana. I say, Ricky over there, he on fire for God. He say, this might be one of them cults. I better go check him out. I better go over there and check out this thing, you know, see what my little brother got himself into. So they had a Bible study in the school again. And I snuck in. I was one of them spies.
You have been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center. I trust that you've received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $5 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship services. We're located at 4701 Lee Street in Alexandria, Louisiana, just 2 blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you. Yeah.